Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
So, Wooten, what do you think of Pittsburgh so far?
Well, if the rest of it's anything like this airport, I like it a lot. There's a lot of moving walkways.
I know. Maybe we should go back and ride them all one more time, you know, to get it out of our systems.
Yeah, but your parents should be here by now. You know, they said they'd be waiting by the short-term parking.
I suppose. Wooten, do you feel ready to meet my family?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, I wrote all your notes about them right here on my wrist. See, and up my arm over here, and on this wrist, and this arm, and right down here on my ankle.
Oh, how are you going to use those?
Oh, easy. I'll just pretend I'm tying my shoes.
You should have probably written them in a notebook instead.
Maybe, but I'm less likely to lose them this way. Well, you know, barring a crocodile attack.
Let's practice.
Okay.
Start with my mom.
Let's see. Right arm, yeah. Your mom, Ellie, is a hairdresser. Her favorite beverage is orange juice, and do not bring up police.
Okay, Dad.
Oh, yeah, left arm. Your father, Frank, is a steelworker, likes bacon. Don't bring up cloud formations.
Drives him crazy.
Yep, and Sister Charlotte is a research scientist, likes tofu. Do not bring up Swansea measles epidemic, which is good that you warned me on account of my usual after-dinner epidemic discussion.
She says that the news accounts were totally misleading.
Oh, sure.
Okay, I think you're ready. Oh, there they are. There she is. There's she, Penny. Penny.
Oh, hi, everybody. Oh, hello.
Hi. You must be the Wooten we've heard so much about.
Oh, I must be. I'm pretty sure, at least.
Wooten, this is my father, Frank.
Hi.
Pleased to meet you.
My mother, Ellie.
Hello.
Hello.
My sister, Charlotte.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Likewise.
Where's Dirk? Dirk is Charlotte's husband.
He's on a business trip. You'll have to meet him next time, Wooten.
Okay.
We're tickled, so tickled to meet such a special man in Penny's life. And I must say, also quite thrilled with how healthy you keep your hair.
Huh? Oh, yeah, you're a hairdresser. Thanks for the compliment.
Oh, it's a lovely red. But you know what would do marvels? Highlights.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Mom, Wooten doesn't need any changes to his hair.
Oh, it's not like I would charge him. Goodness, he's practically family.
Well, practically.
But he doesn't want to spend his time here in a salon.
Penny, you can rob me of the joy of having my daughter take over my business, but you can't rob me of my clients. Wooten, did you know I plan on Penny and I working side by side as hairdressers?
You know, I did hear that, but I also...
But I suppose it's because it's a dying business. Uh-huh. Get it? Dying. Because we dye hair.
Oh.
Yeah, you'll hear that joke a lot.
Oh, you know, I'd love to get some highlights.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
Okay, well, I'm ready to go. Let's just say Wooten wants highlights. Then you can stop bothering me about getting them, Eleanor.
Oh, Charlotte found us this spot where we can park for free.
Oh.
Isn't that amazing?
Sure, sure.
She knows all these tricks because she travels for her research. Did Penny tell you Charlotte does medical research?
Yeah, right after the Swansea measles epidemic thing.
You've heard about that?
Uh-oh.
I can't believe how irresponsible those reporters were.
See? She knows these things.
You know, back before they remodeled this airport, the luggage carousels were over on the west side, and they changed the parking all around. I remember that.
So, this is my family.
They're great.
Just wait. It was a lovely dinner, Mother.
Oh, yeah, it was delicious.
Thank you. Charlotte gave me the recipe. She's convinced us we need to start eating more healthy. And she's right, of course.
Of course. It's too bad she couldn't join us tonight.
Well, you know, her work is pretty important.
Uh-huh.
Now, Wooten Penny says you're into comic books.
Oh,
he writes them, Father. He's an author.
Oh, I don't know if you'd call me an author.
Oh, we can say author.
I'm an author.
Well, I have to say, that's just like Penny to be dating someone who writes comic books. Don't you think, Eleanor?
I thought the same thing. Penny, dear.
Yes?
Why don't you take Wooten for a walk around the neighborhood while I clean up?
Oh, yes, that would be good for us cardiovascularly. Come on, Wooten, let's go.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of which, did you know Charlotte is running a marathon next weekend?
No, but I'm not surprised. She ambulates very well.
And honey, Could you pick up some dish detergent at the corner store? The brand that costs $3.97. Remember that time that you came back with the $6.99 brand? Oh, my.
Oh, sure, we'll get it $3.97.
And we'll put it in a reusable burlap bag so as not to increase plastics in landfills. We'll return with great promptness.
Have a good walk.
All right, hurry back.
Bye.
Penny?
Yes, Wooten?
What's the matter? You're acting kind of strange.
I know. And I have no idea why. I'm all nervous. I guess I really want my family to like you. And me.
Well, of course they like you.
Maybe. But, I'm afraid they won't think I'm ready to get married.
Now, why would you say something like that?
Well, you heard them brag about Charlotte. She's their Mary Poppins, perfect in every way. Me, I'm the child you don't talk about, the kind of person who overspends, underestimates, and occasionally commits felonies.
Felony? Oh, the counterfeit ring wasn't your fault. You were tricked.
Exactly. See, I'm naive, and I'm silly, and I pay too much for dish detergent.
No.
Meanwhile, Charlotte, Miss Spoonful of Sugar, never got less than an A in school, married her high school sweetheart, got a job curing cancer or something, and arranges her sock drawer alphabetically by color. She's the daughter they're proud of.
Well, that sock drawer does sound impressive. But what about your artistic skills? I mean, you are talented, and they have to know that.
I gave them a painting once. I worked so hard on it, Wooten.
Oh, I'm sure.
It was a rendering of a photo from their wedding day.
Oh.
I thought it turned out really well.
I bet they loved it.
They put on a good act. But do you know where they hung it?
The fridge?
Nope. In their closet.
Really?
Behind my mom's bathrobe collection.
Oh, she's got one of those? I thought I was the only one.
Boy, they must have really hated it.
Penny, listen. You're an amazing artist. And you're an amazing person. I wish your folks could see that, because then they'd realize they have every reason in the world to be proud of you.
Oh, thank you, Wooten. But I'm afraid to them, I'm still the same irresponsible sock mismatching Penny.
You leave it to me, and maybe wear matching socks tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Does that feel okay, Wooten? Too tight?
Oh, it's just fine, Mrs. Wise. If I knew I'd get to wear an aluminum porcupine, I would have had my hair highlighted a long time ago.
They're called foils, dear. And please call me Ellie.
Okay, Ellie. You know, I like your salon. Real nice colors.
Well, Penny picked them out.
Oh.
I thought she'd be taking the place over when she chose them, but we both know how that turned out.
Yeah, but she's a great artist, though. I think she's really found her calling.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to earn money as an artist.
Oh.
Her father and I have struggled so much through the years, but we built this salon into a pretty respectable business.
Yeah.
She would have done well here.
Oh, but Penny does great. Her work at the gallery gives her a regular paycheck, so the money she makes from her paintings is on top of that. Plus, she follows a very well-thought-out budget.
Penny?
Oh, yeah. She's very responsible. It's one of the things I appreciate most about her.
Huh.
Yeah, you might not know this about her, but she keeps a calendar in her kitchen, and she makes a note 6 months out to remind her to make her dental appointments. And oh yeah, she flosses like nobody's business. You can't believe it. She's perpetual in her flossing.
Well, maybe she's changed.
Maybe.
We worried about her, you know, when she moved away.
Oh, well, there's no need to worry about Penny, Ellie. No. She's courteous, and she's orderly, and she's punctual. Punctual Penny. You know, I call her that all... Well, I never actually call her that, but I could because she is, and I really like that about her.
Ready to take out the foils?
The what?
Your aluminum porcupine.
Oh, yeah, the porcupine. Hey, thanks again for doing this.
Of course.
And another thing about Penny, you know, she is very good with separating laundry and ordering a la carte and parallel parking and... Oh, Penny!
Hi.
Oh, what perfect timing. You know, I was telling your mother all about
it. I broke the side mirror on Daddy's car.
No, not that.
I'll call your father.
No, it's my fault. I should tell him.
See, what did I say? She's responsible to a fault.
I'm sorry, Daddy. I didn't see the parking meter there.
Yeah, they're so small, you know.
Now, don't sweat it, dear. Every brand new car gets a ding eventually. Not usually the day after you drive it off the lot, I guess.
I'll pay for every penny of it, or my name isn't Penny.
Hey, there you go.
There's no need, dear. We'll take care of it.
Oh, do you remember, Daddy? Joe Phelps from the body shop said that Penny brought in so much business that the next accident was on him.
How nice.
That's right. Good memory, yeah. Charlotte. Uh-huh. You recall Joel's place over where Burger World used to be before the fryer exploded and the whole thing burned to the ground?
Uh-huh.
Now they've got that strip mall there with a fancy jewelry shop and that place you can get your dog leash is monogrammed.
Well, I insist on doing something to make up for the incident.
Well, honey, you can drop the car off at Joe's tomorrow. I'll call him and let him know to expect you.
Of course. But really, I'd like to do something more.
Well, how about we take you all out for dinner?
Yes, that would be the responsible thing to do, and I'll pay for it.
No, and now you don't need to do that, honey.
I want to, Mother.
Well, all right. We could go to the Rib Palace tomorrow.
Oh, that'd
be nice.
Daddy, the Rib Palace isn't very classy.
But you always said it was your favorite restaurant. You'd put on those bright plastic bibs and make a real mess.
We should go someplace really nice. Like that French place you've always wanted to go to, Mom. It's the nicest restaurant in town and the perfect place to take you all out for dinner.
Oh.
I know, but that's not necessary, dear. It's very expensive.
No, really. We'd love to treat you for a dinner out. And besides, there's something we'd like to talk with you about.
Uh-huh. Well, okay then. Your dad and I are both working tomorrow, so should we all meet there?
Yeah, sounds
okay,
like a plan.
Okay, great. All right.
Is this table acceptable, madame et monsieur?
'Tis lovely, my good fellow.
And there will be three others coming as well.
Monsieur, very good.
We're early. Ooh. Joe fixed the mirror pretty fast.
Yeah, he's good. I hardly had time to pick out a monogrammed dog leash.
Let's come up with a plan of action before my family gets here.
Okay, we'll start with an appetizer, then order two entrees so we can share both of them, and then
I plan to ask them for their blessing on getting married.
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay, when do you think would be the best time?
After dessert.
Okay.
No, wait. Before dessert.
Okay.
Then we can get a celebratory dessert.
A chocolate molten happiness.
Yes! Unless they say no, and then it would be a devastating dessert.
Chocolate molten miserable.
Maybe we should do it first thing instead.
Okay.
Why did I suggest a fancy restaurant? I don't know how to eat in a fancy restaurant.
No, it's just like a regular restaurant, only with more forks and fire hazards.
But there are special rules, right? I mean, I don't know how to eat a snail or what a bisque even is.
Just relax, Penny. Have fun talking with your family. Enjoy yourself.
But I want to make a good impression on them. They need to see that I've grown more mature since I moved away. More responsible, ready for marriage. And so when we ask their blessing, they'll give it.
Well, to be honest with you, Penny, I really don't think how you eat at a restaurant determines whether you're ready for marriage or not. But if it's important to you and your family...
It is.
Well, I have an app here on my phone called the Manners Master. If you have any etiquette or manners question, you just politely excuse yourself and go ask the app what you should do.
You're so wonderful!
Oh, I like you too!
Oh, here they come.
Uh-oh. Hi, everybody.
Oh, wow. Hi. This is so nice.
Sorry we're late, kids. We almost hit a sheep on the way here, one of Ben Green's.
So, of course, Daddy needed to put it back.
Well, Ben would have done the same for me.
I hope not. You don't own any sheep.
Good evening. Welcome to Chez Bon. My name is Alphonse. What can I get you to drink?
Start with Penny. She knows what to get in these fancy restaurants.
Of course. Madame?
Water, please.
Indeed. Would you prefer still, sparkling, ice, chilled, room temperature, or mineral?
Wooten, may I borrow your phone?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Excuse me, I'll be right back.
And, how do you like your steak?
Rare, please. Charlotte's so sophisticated that way.
I'll take mine rare, too. But not if the animal is so rare it's endangered. That just seems cruel. Manners Master, what do I do with my silverware when I'm done with it?
To signal that you are finished with your meal, place your utensils parallel to each other in the 10 and 4 o'clock position, with handles at 4 o'clock and tops of the utensils at 10 o'clock. Knife blade pointing toward you.
I need a protractor.
You're installing a slide in your home?
Mm-hmm.
Does that comply with state safety codes?
Yes.
Charlotte designed her own home addition last summer.
Oh.
You should talk these things over with her.
Yeah, I guess I should.
Mm-hmm.
Manners Master, if I accidentally lose my contact in the asparagus soup, what do I do?
That does not compute.
Penny, dear, are you feeling all right?
Of course. Why would you ask?
Well, you're excusing yourself an awful lot. Isn't that creme brulee agreeing with you? Dairy does make you gassy.
No, I'm very well. I'm just soaking in the ambiance. There's nothing more thoroughly enjoyable than a sophisticated meal with the people that you love.
Madame, may I take your plate now?
No. Oh, I wasn't quite done. The fork's not at the 4 o'clock position yet, although it does look like 2:30, so I can see why you were confused. Maybe I was thinking mountain time.
Very good, madame.
3:30, and... Oh!
Oh,
you cut yourself?
Penny, you okay?
Oh. I wonder if the doctor will give us a repeat discount this time.
It's just a scratch.
Daddy, hand her one of your handkerchiefs.
Oh,
a clean
nothing.
One. And put some ice on it. That will help.
Right.
I'm fine. It's hardly bleeding at all. I'll suck on it.
No, Penny, do you have any idea how many germs there are in the human mouth?
Right.
You don't want it infected.
Charlotte, it's
you
just
listen
a
to
tiny
Charlotte.
Little
she does. No, stop! I don't want to hear any more expert advice. I'm fine. All I wanted was to eat a nice dinner at a nice place where we could let you know we're getting married, and hey, how about you bless it?
You know, I think we should go.
Yes, we should talk about this at home.
Yeah.
Check, please.
I'll just come right out and say it. I'm sorry, Penny, but your mother and I have talked, and we don't think you two should get married.
What? Honey, you're just not ready.
Oh, okay, now excuse me. There are some things you need to know.
Wotan.
Listen, just because Penny might not always match her socks or talk quietly in a restaurant, she's amazing at the more important things. She's smart, and she's funny, and she has the biggest heart of anybody I know. She believes in wonder and compassion and recognizes beauty in a bowl of dog food. She's the best person I've ever met. And maybe you can't see all that.
Wait. You don't think we see all that in her? That she's creative and quirky and fun?
Well, I don't think you see how great those qualities are, in all due respect, sir.
Of course we see them. We love those parts of Penny.
We didn't think you appreciated those parts.
Really?
Really? Well, you told me you loved that she was organized and punctual.
You act different around Wootin, Penny. You used to like the Rib Shack. You'd sing show tunes into your toothbrush. You'd eat jelly beans on your pizza. This week, you've been so normal.
Daddy, that's a horrible thing to say.
But it's true. And we thought you were acting different because Wootin was changing you, making you act more, stuffy.
Stuffy? No one's ever accused me of that before.
I was making me act stuffy. I wanted you to think I was more responsible and mature so you'd see I was ready to get married. I thought you wanted me to be more like Charlotte.
Like me? Why?
Because you do everything right. You're responsible and mature. I do everything wrong and I'm nothing like you.
Of course you're not, Charlotte. You're Penny. You're great at being Penny.
But what about the portrait I painted of you two? You hung it in the back of your closet.
I knew she'd think that, Frank. I told you.
Now.
What am I supposed to think, Mother?
Well, your dad is just a little paranoid.
Penny, the Robertsons got broken into twice after they got their new television set. They live where the Howards used to.
He worked at the steel plant, and she raised lilacs.
Oh, beautiful lilacs, as big as your head.
Oh.
Well, if you had a medium-ish sized head.
Yeah, sure.
So then why is my painting hung behind Mom's bathrobe collection?
So no one steals it, of course. That painting is going to be worth millions in a few years. And after the Robertsons got broken into, I just, well,
think what would happen if a thief saw that incredible piece of art.
Your dad made me start that massive bathrobe collection just to hide it from potential robbers.
Yep.
I mean, really, who has a bathrobe collection?
Well, actually, never mind, it's not important.
I move the robes to the side and enjoy it when we're home, and then cover it when we're away.
And of course, we still take it out when our friends come over.
The trustworthy ones.
Yeah, so your dad can brag on you.
Brag on me?
Of course.
All the time.
All the time.
And Daddy brags on you too, Charlotte.
You do?
Absolutely.
As brag-worthy as you two girls are, it's amazing we still have friends that will listen to us.
Well, we did lose that one couple. The one whose son kept walking into the sliding glass door.
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
Mm. I felt like I was a disappointment to you.
No.
That you thought I was flaky and irresponsible and that I should have become a hairdresser.
No. Nonsense. And you told me that I should be more like Penny.
Once. What 8-year-old leaves threatening voicemails for her stockbroker? The truth is, we're proud of both of you. You have different gifts and skills and personalities. But you're both good people who do good things.
You're being the people God designed you to be, and that's what's most important. Oh, we love you both so much.
And we always hoped you'd end up married to husbands who see that in you, too.
That's right.
Wooten, if what you said earlier is true, then I think you do appreciate and love Penny for who she is.
Oh, I do, I do, I do.
Oh, sounds like you're already practicing for the wedding day.
So does this mean you'll give us your blessing?
Yes. Wait, on one condition.
No, not this again.
You have to reenact the proposal.
Yes, yes, we want to see how it happens.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
Down on one knee. Oh, so cute. And didn't his highlights turn out great, Mom?
Oh, Eleanor.
Pennywise.
Wooten Bassett.
I love you. And I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Will you marry me? At the jewelry store near Joe's Body Shop while the mirror was getting fixed.
Makes way more sense than a dog leash. Oh, it's so beautiful, Wooten.
Yeah, and so are you.
Aww.
Yes, more than anything, I want to marry you.
In today's episode, Penny was so worried about acting a certain way to get her parents' approval for her marriage that she unintentionally made them unsure of the wedding instead. They were concerned that she wasn't acting like herself and that she needed to change to make Wooten happy. That's the trouble with pretending to be someone we're not. We can end up hiding the very parts of ourselves that others like the most. Of course, there are things about ourselves that we should work to change. With God's help, we should strive to become more loving, more patient, more kind, more wise, and more like Him. But we shouldn't try to change the very things about ourselves that God created us to be. God made each of us unique and designed us for a purpose. In Psalm 139, David says, "I praise you, God, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that very well." You are God's handiwork, and because you are, you're wonderful. The next time you think you should act differently just so people will like you, remember that God made you and He loves you for who you are and who you can be when you follow Him. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Words from the Wise was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Jonathan Crow and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Jess Harnell, Kimmy Robertson, Carol Mansell, Victor Brandt, and Renee Fea. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.